And let's turn now to the first political leader to be put on trial for his role in the global banking crisis. Yesterday, a special court in Iceland found that country's former prime minister guilty of essentially mishandling the banking bubble that led to Iceland's financial collapse. Michael Stothard has been covering this trial for the Financial Times. He joined us to talk more about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you begin by giving us just a little bit of context about what Iceland's situation was, the backdrop for this trial?
Yeah, so Iceland saw one of the most extraordinary bubbles and collapses in the 2000s. The value of its bank ballooned to about 10 times the size of its economy. When Lehman Brothers went down, these banks imploded and caused a huge recession in the country. And the Icelandic people, understandably, were very angry. And the country has pursued cases against the prime minister and a lot of the bankers as well.
So this former prime minister, Gerharde, was convicted exactly of what?
He was convicted of failing to keep his cabinet properly informed of the storm brewing in Iceland's financial sector and economy. He was cleared of three probably more serious charges, which included not reducing the size of the banking system to begin with and failing to heed various warnings.
But how does it happen that a politician would face criminal charges for essentially doing a bad job?
Well, a lot of people in Iceland are asking the same question. But a lot of people also say that even in a context of a global financial system that was getting out of hand, these banks were excessively unregulated and were doomed to fail. And the politicians let this happen.
Right, but still in all, I mean, there's not fraud here.
No.
You would have to almost say these are the sorts of things that might bring criminal charges to most leaders of most Western countries during that time.
Indeed, which is why it's a fascinating case that this even went ahead to begin with. And it's why, in a way, it's not surprising that a lot of the more substantive charges he was found not guilty of.
So I gather there's no punishment that's been handed down by the court, and his legal fees are being paid by the government. So can he declare victory in this situation?
Yeah, he said that this was effectively a victory for him, and that the one guilty verdict was just people trying to save face. I mean, a huge amount of effort has gone into this trial, and they had to invent some charge. This is what he said.
How is Iceland doing now?
In many ways, it's doing extremely well. It's seeing faster growth than most of Europe. Its debt has been upgraded from junk status. It's finished its IMF restructuring program. And its economy feels like it's emerging from the fire, led by the fishing industry and tourism, which are its two traditional industries and are booming.
And banking, not so much?
Banking barely exists. They have three very boring domestic lenders who are trying to get the system sort of back on track just so it can function normally. But the kind of adventurous banking which it participated in, you know, heavily in the early 2000s is gone and is likely never to return.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael Stothard is the Nordic correspondent for the Financial Times newspaper. He spoke to us from Stockholm.